Welcome to another episode of Naval History and Heritage Command's Anchored in History, Stories of America's Navy. I'm your host, Cliff Davis. For this episode, we are going to be talking about an invaluable resource to the 10 Navy museums that are strategically located throughout the United States, dedicated to making available the artifacts, documents, and art that best embody the U.S. Naval history and heritage for the present and future generations. This resource, in recognition of April being National Volunteer Month, is our large group of volunteers who selflessly give their free time to help being greeters, docents, curators, and even subject matter experts with their current or previous naval service. The museums that these volunteers assist are the National Museum of the United States Navy, located in Washington, D.C., the National Museum of the American Sailor, located at Great Lakes, Illinois, Hampton Roads Naval Museum, located in Norfolk, Virginia, the National Naval Aviation Museum, located in Pensacola, Florida, the Naval Undersea Museum, located in Keyport, Washington, the Puget Sound Naval Museum, located in Bremerton, Washington, the Naval War College Museum, located in Newport, Rhode Island, the U.S. Navy Seabee Museum, located in Port Hueneme, California, the Submarine Force Library and Museum, located in Groton, Connecticut, and the U.S. Naval Academy, located in Annapolis, Maryland. So now we'll go to our first caller into the studio. Calling in is Bruce Treadway from the National Museum of the American Sailor. How are you doing today, Bruce?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Glad to hear you're doing well. So thank you for volunteering with the National Museum of the American Sailor and for all you do to educate the people up there. Got just a few questions for you I'd like to ask. So what is your motivation for volunteering?
Well, I grew up in pretty humble economic environment, and I've done very well. A number of years ago, I sold a significant portion of one of my business interests, and I found myself with more time, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with some of that spare time. And volunteering seemed a logical, fulfilling thing for me to do. So I just did some more research and talked to some friends, and I realized, you know, I actually do owe a substantial portion of my success to the United States Navy. So I started looking for possibilities there. And I knew there was a naval base less than an hour from where I live. And I stumbled across the Naval Museum. I'm an appraiser. I'm a certified appraiser. I serve as the vice president on the board of directors for the International Society of Appraisers. So we, in that profession, work with museum professionals with some frequency. So I thought, okay, well, maybe I've got some skills that are relevant and I might be able to contribute. I reached out. I filled out the application, and a couple of months later, I got interviewed, and here I am, and that's been a few years now.
So it's interesting to hear how you turned around and decided to give back and in such a great way.
You know, it is. I remember hearing, you know, someone commenting. I don't remember where I heard this from, but it was a retired naval officer, and he commented that volunteerism is the highest expression of democracy in the United States. And I thought that was just very interesting that someone who spent a full career in the military would actually say that about volunteering. But since we are a volunteer service, it really does make perfect sense. And you know, giving back is it's really essential.
So what background do you have related to the museum that you're currently volunteering at?
None. I actually wasn't even aware that there was a museum at the Naval Base. I've lived in Illinois for 17 or 18 years now. Of course, I knew the base was here, but no real background at the Naval Museum from prior to volunteering here. And then, you know, looking at the different departments and what's done here, it was really clear that I could fit in quite well in the collections department. And that's where I volunteer. That's where I am right now. I'm surrounded by collections in Naval Museum of the American Sailor at Great Lakes.
So let me ask you, why is it important to you to volunteer?
You know, you don't have to be a Navy veteran to volunteer. You really just have to have a desire to contribute and help maintain the legacy, the contributions of sailors and Marines from history. I think many of our volunteers, in fact, I know many of our volunteers actually are not veterans, but they're fantastic. They contribute a lot. Some of them are docents, so they don't just work at the front desk greeting people as they come in, but they offer tours, and they give terrific tours. Some give presentations. There are all kinds of ways to contribute, and it really is going to vary from one museum to the next in terms of what skills they need. But I'd encourage anyone who's interested in volunteering to reach out, simply because if you offer up a set of skills, who knows? It may be the case that no one at that particular location ever thought about having access to your skill set. Well, then all of a sudden, you may be contributing in a way that no one ever really thought of.
So do you have any last-minute shout-outs?
You know, this was really the best decision that I could have made in terms of, you know, finding a place to volunteer where the work is meaningful. I know I'm contributing, and I know I'm helping to maintain and preserve the legacy of sailors who come before me.
Well, Bruce, thank you for calling in today, for volunteering at the National Museum of the American Sailor, and for helping out in teaching people about naval history.
Oh, great. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
And next to call in is Brian Nyquist from Naval Undersea Museum. Thanks for calling us today, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Good. I'm happy to be here. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So I've just got a couple quick questions for National Volunteer Month. What is one of your motivations, or what are your motivations for volunteering?
Well, I spent 25 years in the Navy. I'm a physician and a diving and submarine medical officer. So a reasonable portion of that was underwater in various capacities and taking care of people that were underwater more often than I was, running hyperbaric chambers, et cetera. I was very proud of what I did. It was an exciting career. And as I near my older age and retirement, I was looking for something to spend my time on that meant something to me. So it's important to me to share the Navy Undersea Museum, which contains a lot of the mechanics of things that I did.
Okay, so So my next question was about your background and how it relates to the museum, and you've got a perfect background for it then.
Indeed, I was actually, you know, submarine squadrons have submarines, and there was a submarine group called Submarine Development Group, and it basically had all of the unusual things that the submarine squadrons did not. For instance, submarine rescue, special diving operations, and special personnel to support those activities. And that's where I was at the Submarine Development Group 1 in San Diego. So as I look at the museum, the Navy Undersea Museum, most of the things that are in there, I had something to do with during my career in Navy undersea medicine. And now it's all in a museum, and it's only appropriate that I am too.
Well, I mean, it's great that people are able to talk to you as a subject matter expert about all the stuff in the museum, including yourself.
Well, indeed. And I tell the volunteers that we have there are several of whom that I know from my Navy days are wonderful examples of subject area experts in various areas. So it's kind of fun to go to work and talk to those guys as those guys and gals as the visitors come in and we introduce ourselves and introduce the museum to them. It's fun.
So when you love what you do, it's like you never worked a day in your life, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome. So why is it important to you and the public at large to volunteer?
I think that a lot of what happens in our society happens because of volunteers. Certainly a lot happens because people have vocations that they make an income from and that they get paid from. But a lot of the good things that happen in our society occur because volunteers take them on and carry out the activities. I think that's a very important part.
Right. Well, thank you for your time today and these quick questions and for participating in the NHHC podcast.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for contacting me, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, our next caller is Charles Fowler with the Hampton Roads Naval Museum. Thanks for joining us, Charles. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Cliff. It's nice to talk to you.
Likewise. Thanks for volunteering again to be on a podcast for NHHC.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what are some of your motivations for volunteering?
Well, partly I think it's important to, kind of actually get in with the community wherever I've been stationed. So I've been at 60 different duty stations. And so to really experience it, you know, actually being out in town and working with people out at, I think museums are kind of the perfect way of doing that, because not only do you have people who are from that area who visit those places to learn more about like their history and all that, it helps you actually learn about the area that you're in, especially when you're working in a history museum. So,
right. Now, do you have any background related to the museum you're actually volunteering at, either personally or through family members?
Specifically, I used to come to schools up here before I was stationed in Norfolk. I visited here in 2015. I saw the exhibits. I went and looked at a few different places. So when I actually did get stationed up here in 2021, I thought about those places that I visited, and I thought that it'd be, you know, cool to actually get involved with those places and do a little bit more of a deep dive into it.
Okay. So why is it important to you as an individual and the public at large to volunteer?
So I think it's important because just the amount of material that the NHHC has that's available for active duty sailors and, you know, towns that are very historically dependent or have this very in-depth history with the Navy. I think it's fundamental. You know, every museum's kind of built on a solid foundation of volunteers, and it really just shows the amount of dedication that these people who kind of just take their own time to something that they really care about and preserve something and share that with the community is inspiring. And, you know, I hope to try to do the same thing with what I'm doing. So,
well, Charles, thanks for calling in today. And again, thank you for volunteering at Hampton Roads Naval Museum. I know I greatly appreciate it, and I'm sure the community there greatly appreciates all the work that you're doing.
No, I appreciate it. It's not a problem.
Okay. And the next caller we have is Darlene Iskra from the Naval Undersea Museum. Thanks for calling in today. Thanks for giving us some of your time and volunteering.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Darlene, we've got a few questions here for the people who've called in today. What are some of your motivations for volunteering?
When I first moved to Bremerton in 2010, I didn't know anybody and I didn't really know how to meet people. I had been to the museum earlier because my brother lived in Bremerton and we had gone to the museum when they had the exhibit about the Navy women divers, and I was actually a part of that exhibit. So I thought, well, when I moved back, that it might be kind of fun to volunteer there. And the other thing is that the exhibit was still up, so I could show people, yeah, that's me. They all thought that was pretty cool. And also because I wanted to meet new people, which of course I did. The volunteers with me and other people who had come into the museum.
Right. So I was going to say my next question for you was about any background related to the museum. And so what did people think about having the person there they're looking at actually telling them their personal story?
Oh, yeah. Everybody loved that exhibit, and they are all very disappointed that it had been taken down, but it was a temporary exhibit and it is online now, so people can still look at it. But yeah, the the people who came in to look at that thought it was awesome that I was there. And also there was another exhibit that happened a little while later, maybe a couple of years after that exhibit had gone down, where I was interviewed about diving and, you know, what it was like and things like that. And so that was also another really fun thing to be able to tell people, yeah, don't forget to see that part of the exhibit because I'm in there.
Yeah, I think that's pretty neat for them to be able to see, you know, history, living history firsthand.
happened when I first became a diver, and then I took command, and everyone says, oh, you're making history, you're a historical figure. And I just said, yeah, I'm too young to be a historical figure. But now I'm kind of the right age.
Okay. So being a historical figure, being able to tell your story and volunteering, why is it important to you and the public at large to volunteer?
Well, I think it's important to give back to your community. Because I was in the Naval Service, when I retired, I felt lost a little bit because I no longer had a purpose. And volunteering has given me a purpose, and I have continued to volunteer through other organizations, and I'm actually quite busy. But the volunteering not only gives back to the community, but you get, you know, almost more out of it yourself than what you're giving. And I know the Naval Undersea Museum relies on its volunteers so heavily for so many things.
It definitely goes to show how imperative volunteers are to big museums and small.
Yep.
So do you have any last minute thoughts for our callers today about volunteering?
Well, I just think you should find something that you enjoy that you might even be passionate about, and look to see where you might be able to use your skills. Doesn't have to be a museum. It could be a library. It could be a school. But I think it's important to give back to the community because in our country, we are so blessed. And I think it's important for citizens to give what they can back.
Right. Well, Darlene, I greatly appreciate your time today. And again, thank you for being a part of our podcast, highlighting volunteers of our museums and National Volunteer Month.
Okay, you're welcome. And if you ever get out this way to Washington, be sure to stop by.
I will.
Okay.
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. And next on the line is Jeff Bender from the National Museum of the American Sailor. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. How are you doing today?
You're welcome. I'm doing fine. Hope you're doing well, too.
I am. Thanks for asking. So, you know, thank you again for calling in and volunteering to give us some of your time and ask a few questions about why do you volunteer?
Well, it started off about almost 13 years ago. I was surfing the web and I came across the Great Lakes National Museum website. That was the museum, what was called prior to the National Museum of the American Sailor. And it was asking for donations. And I had some things to donate. Because I was stationed up at Great Lakes from June of 68 to December of 69. And so when I got brought the stuff up, and they asked me if I wanted to volunteer. I said, sure, when do you want me to start? And they said, how about Thursday? This was on Tuesday. I've been retired, you know, since 2010, so, you know, it gives you something to do. And it has to do with the Navy. You know, I was in the Navy for 6 years, and every once in a while, I have a flagpole. I hoist the Navy flag, and it's something I enjoy. And it's giving back, you know, to the community in a way. And you know, I just enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, and I do lots of stuff up there at the National Museum of the American Sailor.
Like, what are some of the things you end up doing there to help out?
Well, what I do mostly is I'm the front door greeter. You know, people come in, I'll talk to them, tell them about what the museum is about. I do a lot of scanning. We get a lot of artifacts in, and I scan them into our computer system. Right now, I've been scanning letters from a gentleman to his parents. Of, I believe it's like 1946, 1947. I was scanning them pictures for a while. So we do everything that can be scanned that comes into our museum. I'm one of the ones who do the scanning. I'm a docent up there, and I give tours of the museum. I give tours of the base, of the historical area of the base. I didn't know this when I started, but the base was first commissioned July 1st, 1911. So it's been there for a long time now.
Yeah, it's got quite a history of its own.
Yes, it does. And then there's also a cemetery there. I wasn't aware of that until I volunteered at the museum, and I do tours of the cemetery. We just highlight a few of the folks that are buried there.
That's actually something I didn't even know, and I've been through Great Lakes.
Yeah. Yeah. So come on up and I'll give you a tour of the cemetery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's great that you actually said that you had a background in the Navy. So you did 6 years, correct?
I did 6 years. Yes.
Okay. What was your rating?
I was a fire control technician guns. That's today's fire controlman. Basically what I tell people what it was, to make it real simple, is when the guns went boom on board ship, it was my job to make sure they were pointed in the right direction.
Okay. So,
so very important, I think.
Yes, very important. So why is it important to you and the public at large to volunteer? And I have to say this, especially at one of our museums.
Well, I think it's important for people, if they have the time, obviously, to give back to the community. And this is something that I really enjoy doing. I've talked with a lot of people, especially on Thursdays and Fridays. Thursdays at Great Lakes, we have the recruit training graduation. And for those people who can't get into the graduation, we live stream it at the museum. So I talk to those folks. And then on Fridays, the kids who are staying, who are just graduated, they're moved over from recruit side to the training side, and the parents will come into the museum waiting for their sailors. And I talk to them about it, about, what their liberty process is and what their check-in process is. And I tell them, it's going to be a while because, it's like anything with the military, hurry up and wait.
Well, that's great that you actually do further outreach and trying to get those sailors right as they're fresh out of boot camp. That's so important to kind of let them know about their naval history and how important it actually is.
Yeah.
Well, any last minute thoughts and things you would like to tell our listeners?
Well, if you're ever up in near Great Lakes, come on up, enjoy the museum. And if I'm there on a Thursday or a Friday, I'll give you a tour.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Jeff. And again, thank you for volunteering.
You're welcome.
To become a volunteer at one of the 10 museums of Naval History and Heritage Command, please visit history.navy.mil, click on the link, visit our museums, and then click on the museum that interests you most. Thanks for joining us today on an invaluable resource, our museum volunteers, on Anchored in History, Stories of America's Navy.